We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure it's crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
Okay. Hello, Jack. Welcome.
Hi, are we recording our show?
Yep, now it's your show.
Can I express a fear?
Yeah, please.
Well, I want to express a fear on your behalf, but first I'll express a fear on my behalf. Nothing. Okay, I think that's not true, and I think you'll agree by the time I get to the end of this. My fear on my behalf is that, like, if this were even, not even a sitcom, if this were a boring drama with occasional comedic elements,
yeah,
one of us would definitely accidentally flip a switch and be broadcasting into the library.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that's my fear now.
That would be good.
Yeah.
I have a fear for you. Can I butt in?
Sure. I'll say my fear for you after.
Because my fear for you was similar,
sort
of like inspired by some kind of like farce, but it was like a more Harold and Kumar thing where somehow you end up accidentally like hotboxing that little sound studio you're in.
Yeah. Okay.
And getting like super baked and like having to podcast.
That's good.
Because you're in like a really tight space in there.
I'll say the fear for you, and then we should probably say to the listeners what's happening. Though they might have been able to get it from fear context clues.
Yeah.
My fear for you is that the bee is going to get you.
That's a fear for me as well. And I think that's how, I think Emma, what's sort of the polite way to say sweaty?
I know this.
Glowing?
Yeah, sure.
I kind of glow,
You
know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I probably would have been more uncomfortable in the vocal booth.
Yeah, okay.
But I am definitely most uncomfortable in the producer's studio where I am now because there is a bee.
Yeah, there's a bee. And it's proven to be kind of a lively bee and also one that doesn't want to leave the producer's studio, but does want to kind of explore all facets of the producer's studio, including maybe the producer himself.
Right now it's in the wind. I don't have eyes on it.
Yeah.
I wish I did. At some point, I may need to leap up and swing the door open.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess sort of a fear I have for both of us, if I can butt in.
Yeah. Please.
And this, by the way, is Strange Bedfellows.
It's Tanner the Creamery. Strange Bedfellows. I'm Jack Shepard.
We're discussing, it's the summer of Sandy. We're doing
Miscongeniality.
Miscongeniality today.
Yeah.
We're in Danbury, Connecticut.
Yep.
Beautiful Danbury, Connecticut.
Beautiful.
I assume your drive up was lovely.
Lovely.
Through
a lot of foliage. Yeah, drove through Brewster.
You know what we should do sometime again?
Mm-hmm.
That bike ride down from Brewster.
Hell yeah.
We're at the Danbury Public Library. We probably shouldn't get to triangulate too much.
Yeah.
But I think it is important to say that we are directly outside of the juniors section.
Yeah.
We're of the library.
And they have allowed us into their recording studio. I don't know why. I don't know what Tanner said to them, but somehow they agreed
that it would be
a good idea for both of these men to podcast in the junior section of the library.
I said, I'm a free citizen of Connecticut and a naturalized Yankee.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've emigrated here from the great state of New York just 3 years ago, but I bleed.
Connecticut blue?
Connecticut, like red.
Red,
whatever.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And they said, okay, you're in the system. She literally said, let me add you to the system.
Wow.
So I'm like part of this like elite now, you know?
I did not. I just sheepishly followed you into the booth after you'd already talked to them. I did not tell them that I am podcasting across state lines.
I warned them.
Yeah.
I was like, he lives nearby, but I didn't get I didn't get into further detail because Danbury's right on the line.
So we've each driven, I guess if I say how long we've driven, people will be able to find our houses.
We drove
somewhere between
hours
45 minutes and 2 hours each.
To get here. Between 3 and 6 hours each.
So that we could interface. But what's ended up happening is that we're looking at each other across a glass booth. It's like a real professional recording studio.
Yeah, except I didn't bring my rig, so I'm holding my mic.
Yeah, very cool.
And you are coming through the studio speakers here on the producer's side, booming.
Yeah.
Definitely the kids can hear you. Definitely.
Really?
Oh, for sure.
It's quite loud.
Loud.
Yeah, okay. And you haven't been able to figure out how to turn that down.
I have. I just won't.
Okay. We should say it's the summer of Sandy. It's the hashtag summer of Sandra, hashtag summer of Mandra, hashtag summer of Sundra, hashtag summer of Sam, hashtag meeples.
Samdra.
Yeah.
Did we move it from Sam to Samdra? To kind of stick with the
okay, yeah. Hashtag summer of Samdra, and then hashtag meatballs, and don't forget that at the end.
Do we? Is there anything we just sort of like? I don't want to be like checking things off a list.
Yeah,
but in that sort of hashtag lineup, mm-hmm. I think it's sort of our responsibility to say if we saw anything this week in what do we watch?
Miss Congeniality.
Miss Congeniality.
Yeah.
Anything we want to sound off on quickly? I don't think she killed anyone.
Oh, I see. Yeah, we're looking for
the
murders.
Summer of Samdra. I think she came close.
Yeah, she said lethal. Her body is a lethal weapon.
Let me see what I got here. Near miss, 59-minute, 8-second mark.
Okay.
She near miss kills, I say here, Michael Caine.
And you have no idea why I am the way that I am.
Well, as we're practicing interviews here, why are you the way you are?
None of your damn business, that's why.
None of your damn business? Oh, the judges probably have never heard that before. We have more to do here.
No, we are finished. Command, give me a 20 on Matthews right now.
Be advised he's at the pool.
How do you feel about gun control?
Favorable.
Now I'm having trouble remembering why she would have almost killed Michael Caine.
He is in the film.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess I could just, let me just fire it up and see what
I would hate that.
Yeah.
That's a terrible idea. Yeah, so we should say we're counting as part of our ongoing Summer of Sandra, we are counting Sandra Bullock's body count. So far, I would say it's extremely high, but with the caveat that almost all of those deaths did occur in the net.
Yes, or Speed, I think.
Did she murder anyone in Speed? I don't think so.
Maybe not.
I'm not sure she's personally responsible for a death in Speed.
What did I say? When did I say it happened?
59 minutes. Yeah, I feel like I've given you enough time.
I'm there.
Okay.
Oh, she pulls a gun out.
Okay. Oh, and points it directly at him.
And points it directly at his head.
Yeah, and I felt like that was bad. Just in general, you shouldn't do that.
Her whole scheme, I will get into the movie.
Yeah.
Her whole scheme kind of crumbles around. Well, yeah. She's an FBI agent, we should say, just quickly.
Yes, it's important.
But she gets so
that.
Caught up in it and gets so caught up in the sort of secondary crime happening mm-hmm. That she insists on staying.
Right.
And I think that's when she and Michael Caine.
Michael Caine, blow the bloody doors off.
Have a little bit of a tiff.
Yeah.
And she pulls a gun on him and almost shoots him in the head.
Yes. And he is her beauty coach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So folks who haven't seen this movie, you're going to have to do something that we have to do for every Sandra Bullock movie, which is suspend your disbelief that she's not like the hottest,
oh yeah,
most beautiful babe who ever walked the planet.
They're like, can you believe this like frumpy Catwoman? The kind of person you would spit on if you saw them walking down the street. Oh, okay, let me back up. Let me tell you this close encounter that Michael Caine,
blow the bloody doors off,
had with the Summer of Sandy.
Master Wayne.
She's at her wit's end.
Master Wayne.
He's her pageant trainer.
Blow the bloody doors off.
She's a frumpy, spit on her if you see her, cat lady.
Disgusting.
FBI agent.
Yeah.
He has 2 days to whip her into a top five Miss America.
Impossible.
Beauty contestant.
Impossible.
And
her hair is must.
She has to live by a, she looks like shit. Beautiful. She has to live by strict code during this time.
Yeah.
I mean, she was already in the FBI, you know. Mm-hmm. She's into code.
Yeah. And she was in the net. She's into code.
Oh, yeah. She was in the net. Yeah. What did she do there? She
coding.
Was just like a freelance hacker.
Hacker.
White hat.
Hacksaw.
She wants a donut.
Yeah.
And goes to grab one, and he takes it out of her hand, and
right.
She pulls a gun on him and almost shoots him in the head.
Yeah. So I'll mark that down as a near miss.
Meatballs. Do we ever see her in the shower? Don't think so. Not as bad.
No,
as
she wears
proposal.
Like a slinky dress and all the FBI agents because she's like a tomboy.
Oh, they do use like Barbie.com to like see all the detectives in like under like their underwear.
In their underoos in bikinis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they have a lot of fun because they're like trying to. They're like, there's only one female FBI agent who can possibly go undercover at the beauty pageant.
Yeah, but she's
and
on maternity.
No one even thinks of Sandra Bullock because
oh,
she's
no.
such a hideous. monster.
What? Yeah.
So they practice putting bikinis using an app on all the different FBI agents. And then as a joke, they're like, haha, what would this one look like? And everyone's like, oh, weird.
Yeah.
What? This one. What, are you kidding? It's hard.
Oh, come what? On. Cut it off. Let's go back to work.
Right, wait.
Whoa. Hey. Okay, very funny.
No, hold on a second. Hart, that's not bad.
Hold on, nothing. You know, you might want to hit the save button because you're never going to see that again, all right?
Oh, come on.
Take it off.
Actually, she looks pretty good.
She would just need to comb her hair.
She if she combed her hair.
And she would actually look pretty good. Don't remember.
Beautiful America's Sweetheart. We should say what the movie is about.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. We should say what the movie is about. We should say the dramatis persona.
Yes. This is our hit segment. It's called Dramatis Personae. Murphy Brown is in it.
Murphy Brown's in it. So is William Shatner.
Yeah.
Captain Kirk.
Yep.
Her love, it is a romance.
It's a romance. There's love in it.
Her romantic interest is, what's his name? Benjamin Button?
Benjamin Button.
Do you know his real name?
Well,
Benjamin.
Yeah, I think it's Benjamin Britten.
It's not Benjamin Britten. It's Benjamin Britten.
Benjamin Britten may be a composer, famous composer. You say, you have to, you look it up. What's the man's name?
Benjamin Bratt.
Really?
B-R-A-T-T.
Okay, I didn't know that.
But we're, you know, Benjamin Button is what I think of him as.
Yeah.
Whole movie. He's the love interest and fellow FBI agent who doesn't see her as a sexual object for much of the movie.
I'm looking him up now, and 20 years later, he looks so good.
I know. He looks the exact same as he did in Miss Congeniality. He's got like a little mustache.
Wow. What a beautiful man.
I was convinced, was the bad guy the entire movie.
Oh, really? This is your first time watching it?
Yeah. I've never seen it. Convinced. And Jamie watched it with me. I was like, that guy's the bad guy.
Yeah.
And she was like, I think he's the love interest. I was like, maybe, but he's also the bad guy. I thought he was the citizen.
Murphy Brown is the bad guy.
Murphy Brown ends up being the bad guy, and her sniveling son.
Sniveling little son.
I didn't recognize.
Yeah, we should say
Sandy's in it.
Sandy's in it.
She was an FBI agent.
Hashtag Summer of Sandy.
And then there's like a host of beautiful young women who play different.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine's in it. Yeah.
Blow the bloody doors off.
Michael Caine.
Master Wayne.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very funny.
Oh, I'm so glad. We don't need to get into it.
Fickle.
Like, sometimes you like good movies and sometimes you hate good movies. Those are your only two modes.
Sometimes movies are bad and sometimes they're good. This one was good. They pulled it off.
I'm glad you liked it. It's super fun. I guess it's a strong case for watching Miss Congeniality 2 as part of our ongoing
summer. So I'm convinced that's where Benjamin Button does his, like, comes forth.
He's going to do a heel turn. Yeah.
The citizen.
Okay.
The sort of like overarching villain.
There's a terrible serial killer. His name is the Citizen.
Yeah.
And he uses a different method every time, which is FBI analysts, we think, is not how you do it.
Normally, we are FBI analysts?
Yeah.
What are our names? What's your name? I'll pick my own. You're not good at naming things.
Benjamin Britten.
His name is Benjamin Bratt.
What's another? I'll choose another British composer. What about Elgar? Edward Elgar.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You could be like the bookish guy who's like back in the lab.
Sure. Yeah. I'm always on the computer.
Yeah. I'm feeling Rip for a first name.
Okay.
And then I'm trying to meditate on where we go from there.
Well, we know where Rip Torn went. He just went, did it again,
passed.
But better. I know. Yeah.
What about like Rip Kills Bad?
Okay. That's pretty good.
What am I, an FBI field agent?
Yeah. Kills Bad sounds like you do a bad job of it. What about Kills Good?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Rip Kills Good and Edward Elgar.
Yeah.
We're FBI agents, and we're going to apply for the Miss America pageant. I'd like for you to go to missamerica.org/signup on your computer.
Okay.
Because we're going to have to go undercover, aren't we? Just like Sandy did.
missamerica.org.
Yeah.
/signup.
Yeah. And this is how we're gonna go undercover.
This is how easy it is to just sign up to be a Miss America?
I think so. I didn't do much.
Wow. God, tech has come so far.
Research beyond
it feels
finding
like the
this
net.
Page. Yeah. I just Googled how to sign up for Miss America pageant. And they were very helpful. They're like, oh, go here. We want as many entrants as possible. So
eligibility here, we should probably cover a little bit.
Okay. So for birth years, it has to be 1996 to 2006. That must be a mistake.
That's for Miss America, though. For Miss America Teen, it could be 2010 to 2006. Oh, wait, that doesn't help us. Let's not worry about the eligibility.
Yeah, let's not worry too much about the
eligibility. Because I think once they see our like applications come through in our materials, like it'll kind of shine through. Like you don't go to look up like a job and you're like, I'm almost qualified for this job, but not quite. Like I'm not going to apply. No, right. You just go for it.
Yeah, you just go for it.
Have
you
a little confidence
best.
In yourself.
Yeah, and also, much like Sandy, who is a monstrosity, people cover their children's eyes as she walks past on the street. But she got in because she just said she was an FBI agent.
Right.
And they're like, well, we'll put Michael Caine on you.
You're a U.S. citizen, right?
I'm a U.S. citizen, yeah.
Okay. Start here to become a member.
Okay, so let's do that. We both hit start here, become a member. Everyone can do this at home, too, if you want. The more of us that apply, the better.
Better our chances, at least.
Okay, so are we registering for the teen or miss program?
Miss.
I think miss. Okay, are we returning? We're a new contestant.
I don't know if where I've competed in the past counts as part of the like Miss America program, so I will say a new contestant.
I'm seeing a problem here because I'm looking at this form now, and it looks like to get to the next page, we're going to have to enter our credit card details.
Okay.
So
can we just make those up, or is that?
Yeah, I think we're gonna have to do that.
Okay.
So let's
is that allowed, or is that fraud? Is that credit card fraud?
I think it's fine.
Okay.
So should we say competition state? I'll be New York. You'll be Connecticut.
Yeah. Although easy on the New York stuff.
Oh yeah.
We have to be worried about swears, but also like this is a free service for
Connecticut library card holders.
Great Yankee people of the beautiful state of Connecticut. And if they knew that, look, you already drove in here with a Texas plate.
Yeah.
If they knew you were from New York, we would be kicked on our asses. So yes, we're both competing for Connecticut.
Okay. So contestant name, I'm going to put Edward Elgar. You don't think they're going to notice that that's a composer's name.
Rip kills bad.
And then for email, I'm just going to put edelgar@fbi.com.
Contestant email, r.killsbad@fbi.com.
Kills good.
Kills good. I'll do it G-O-O-D-E.
Well, let's have the same convention then. So I'm going to do E.Elgar.
At FBI.com?
Yeah, at FBI.com. The registration fee is $39.99. I'm not willing to pay that amount. So I think we're going to just have to put all of the information to get us the gig in our address field.
I see what you mean. Yeah. They don't give you a lot of space to kind of like voice a lot of your platform here.
Yeah.
So we will have to come up with that in the demographics information. We start with the contestant phone number, I guess, just to tell them. I don't know if this is like an interesting stance for a 40-year-old Miss America contestant.
Yeah.
But just to kind of signal to them, I'll say that my area code is 420, just to say like I'm 420 friendly.
That's cool. I'll
do the same. Be part of my like atmosphere.
Yeah. And we should probably give the same.
Because Connecticut's 420 friendly. So is New York.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
We should give the same number because we're obviously both work at the FBI. So,
oh yeah.
What about 420-696-9696?
696-9696. That's perfect because I would worry that if the suffix four numbers were 6969, that would look suspicious.
Yeah. And then so in the address field, I think we're just going to have to this is where we can tell them because we're not putting our credit card information.
What? Oh yeah. Okay.
Shall I just start writing here? Hi. I'm one half of an FBI partnership.
An FBI agent, full stop, lone wolf type.
Okay, fine. We've
loose cannon
been tasked.
Renegade.
My partner and I have been tasked with unmasking. I'm going to say a ne'er-do-well.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to put that into the next address field. Ne'er-do-well.
I need to enter the pageant.
Yeah.
I'm getting straight to the point because I think you're like explaining your way around it. I think that's typical of what's your name? Elgin?
Edward Elgar.
Edwin Elgar, but I'm just getting right to the point, you know?
Yeah, he's one of Britain's greatest composers.
Oh, I'd love to hear his music. Is it, maybe it's a bed under this?
yeah, that's what's playing underneath here.
Must be hard for you to type and play.
Yeah.
I need to enter the pageant to stop. I don't want to get. I'm out of
You
space.
Don't want to be too specific.
Address line two.
Yeah.
Crime.
Yeah.
Should I say they're in great danger or should I say they're not in danger? I would hate to scare them away.
Yeah. Say no one's in any danger. And I'm just going to say, please make sure I get to the final round of the competition.
Yeah, please.
And then I'll just say,
I'll
respectfully bow out because at that point, this happened with Sandy too. I might be in danger of winning at that point.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, I'll work to get there on my own merit, but please reserve a spot for... Oh, okay, I'm out of space. So I guess my city will be for me.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've used the state province field just to say thanks.
In finals.
Great. And then we can just
And then
submit.
I'll say thanks to... Or no, I guess I wouldn't really say thanks.
No, you're kind of a lone wolf.
State pro. I guess I can just confirm that I am in Connecticut.
Yeah. Great. Okay, so we can just send that in, and we'll report back, I guess...
Submit.
Whenever we do Miss Congeniality 2, we'll report back on what the Miss America pageant
They have is. Some issues with my application, but I'll work on them when we're not recording.
Yeah. Yeah. great. Okay. So we said the whole movie.
They're surrounded by a cast of oafish, goofball, FBI agents, like real Moe's Tavern
yeah.
Simpson types. Uh-huh. And I was hoping to do a quick segment with you called
Please.
What Do You? Say when the guy on the computer makes the babe be in a bikini. At the 17-minute and 30-second mark. So we should also say quickly, Jack, while I'm pulling up the clip, because I do have to kind of read the subtitles of what they say just so we can calibrate. You had major surgery as
yeah.
well back in your home state, so it's not going to be as high quality as any kind of care you would have gotten here in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
But you did have surgery recently.
I did, yeah.
On your mouth.
Yeah.
But then that's now giving you a cold? Or a cough of some sort?
The whole thing's just made me feel just my whole
you.
Body feels wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. You've just succumbed to it.
Mm-hmm.
What minute did I just say?
I wasn't listening. I was holding my breath to cough because as folks maybe need a reminder of what's happening to Tanner is my voice is just booming through.
Oh, yeah. You're coming through hot. Yeah. Jack is coming through hot here in the production studio. The bee?
Yeah, it's kind of gone quiet. The bee's gone dark.
Worryingly quiet.
I wonder if we're soothing the bee. Maybe we, as long as we keep talking.
Oh, the resonance?
With these dulcet resonant
yeah,
tones.
Yeah, you'll have to keep it up.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the scene here.
Okay.
So they're here they are at the 17-minute and 16-second mark. They're in dressupsally.com, and they're turning everyone in the office into babes.
Now, we're going to need a lot more than that because there's about a million places that only these bikini stuffers can go, like... Backstage areas, hotel rooms, things like that. I think we need to get somebody in there.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking. Undercover.
Good idea, boss.
And I got just the girl. Huh? Huh?
Yeah, all right.
That's nothing. Check this out. Compliments of my daughter, the Dress Up Sally website.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it stands the test of time, but I guess I don't even care. It's a funny moment.
Here's what they say, and you'll put the audio in. One guy says, And one guy says,
Yeah, see what I tell you, hot, right?
Yeah, baby.
Very nice.
So this is all the kind of like, just like reactions they're
yeah.
having to seeing a
and
babe.
And that's what they say.
It's very like man show, you know? This movie's from 2001.
It's all like their bosses. It's like mostly dudes. And that's what they're saying.
No, they're saying it to the babe who's actually
the
on
mega
maternity
babe.
Leave.
Oh, right. There
yeah,
is
the
a,
one viable babe.
There's another babe.
So what would you say if someone was turning someone into a babe on the computer in front of you? How do we generate this? I didn't have any ideas. I was hoping this one's one that was kind of a creative collaboration.
Okay, good question. Okay, so do you want me to say what I would actually say? I would say something like babelicious or something with like babe in the... Like I would create an adjective and put the word babe in it, but we could try to generate
something.
I don't
want to do what we would do.
Yeah.
Because what we would do is hack. Because I would go like... I would go like, ooh,
oh, yeah.
God, and like sort of pop my glasses off my
yeah,
face.
Yeah. I can do a thing where like my tongue rolls out and I go,
that's
hubba,
good.
Hubba, hubba, you know, that type of stuff. But that's what we would actually
We're FBI
do.
Agents, yeah. though. We're Rip Kilgood and
yeah.
Edwin Elgin.
Sure. Yeah. That sounds
Elgar?
Like that's Edward Elgar's elf name.
So we have to compose ourselves with a little more dignity.
Okay. Historically, when we go to like WikiHow and say like, what should you say to a babe? It gives like really boring, like caveat filled advice.
I mean, we could dip into the PUA community.
No, I don't, absolutely don't want that.
I mean, we're FBI agents, you know, like, okay. Oh, what to say about a babe?
I've said how to compliment someone.
Oh, wait. Like, yeah, Pua.
Great. Tanner's looking this up on the Connecticut Library computer. He's gone. They've let us into the junior section. Two old men podcasters. With one of them has his hat turned back, and the first thing that you do is use their computer to look up Pua tips.
Style, personality, attitude.
Okay, so I've actually
Good like beauty pageant stuff.
You can use your Pua thing. I'm on a site called thinkkindness.org, and it's a list of 100 compliments.
That seems a lot better than any kind of Pua approach, I guess. So, although the Pua stuff seems like it's like if someone said complimented my style, personality, and attitude, I'd feel pretty good.
Okay, well, do you want to try yours and I'll try mine?
For the sake of manipulating me into sex, then no, I'm not interested.
All right, so I'm going to go down to the number that corresponds with my birthday.
Okay.
And on the site, which is everyone can play along at home. It's thinkkindness.org, and then it's a list of 100 compliments that will make someone smile. And then I guess I'll practice being the FBI agent in the room, and I guess you can be the guy who pulls up the, like our boss, like, hilariously in a bikini with his, like, hairy legs.
This is the best part right here. He's right behind me, isn't he?
Not really my color, is it?
Hey, let's pull up Dan in a bikini. That'll be funny,
yeah,
right,
Dan,
guys?
Dan would be really funny.
All right, you pull it up.
Okay, here we go. Oh. Whoa.
Whoa. You are the most perfect you that there is.
Wow. You were so brave.
He's standing right behind me, isn't he?
Yeah, that's what happens to Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
It was really funny. They were doing it to the boss.
Yeah.
Miss Congeniality accidentally backs herself into being the contestant.
Yeah.
After they see her in
a bikini.
Bikini.
And she just looks great.
Yeah.
They're like, wow, I've never thought of you this way before. Like, stunningly perfect,
I know.
Beautiful colleague.
I was there. I said, wow, you're so brave. She's giving Kathy.
Yeah.
I would say.
Ack.
She's sort of ack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's a little ack. She's like, she goes to the bar to eat ice cream.
Yeah.
And the guy gives her like a pint of Ben and Jerry's.
I've said this. I think I said this last week.
She goes, she cuts to the front of the line at Starbucks.
It's built into Sandra Bullock's contract that every movie she's in, there has to be a scene of her like in a lonely manner eating takeout or something that's bad for
yeah,
her.
Yeah. And also apparently like dancing poorly to hip hop because
yeah.
She did that again in this movie.
Yeah. Loved it.
She wears the same glasses that she did when she was a baby. That's how you know it was her in the opening scene.
Mm-hmm.
When she fights a man.
Yeah.
That's the plot.
That's the plot. You want to take a quick break? We can come back. We can do... I've got two hot segments for us.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, everybody. It's Jack again with a brand new update about the delightful family mystery mobile game, June's Journey. I have been making real progress solving puzzles and getting stuff to put on my cool estate in the fun world of mystery, danger, and romance that's conjured up by June's Journey, a game set in the roaring 20s about a daring young woman named June who's traveling to her sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets and customizing her own luxurious estate island in the process. Tanner, unfortunately, is still pretty convinced by the ad brief we were sent that he has actually been assigned on a real secret mission to uncover the killer of June's sister, Claire. The good news is that after some extremely frustrating conversations with the unbelievably patient people at the Central Connecticut Steamship Authority, I was able to clear up the fracas regarding the steamship that Tanner rented. But the bad news is that, if I'm reading this hastily scrawled missive correctly, he appears to have gotten himself horribly lost in a hedge maze in Würzburg, which I think is in Germany. According to the secret code on the back of the letter, which to be clear, he's just written this part upside down, he is in good spirits and he is hot on the tail of Grandma Heath and I shouldn't worry. But could I please send him 40 ducats in an unmarked envelope so that he can bribe the butler? Which sounds both complicated and questionably legal. I'm going to keep you guys posted on this, but in the meantime, you can discover your inner detective just like I have when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. I have to go. There is apparently a carrier pigeon at the door with a new message from Tanner. Okay, and we're back. We've got some segments to burn through, and so this next one is going to be a little bit complicated because we've kind of given up on it.
I almost hate to burn through them. I'm enjoying this.
I know.
Beautiful library recording studio. So, oh yeah. There's honestly, I guess I have a little latitude here to kind of move around the stew a little bit.
Don't agitate the bee. No, I was going to say we should bring back, we used to yell for Burn of the Week, and I was thinking we could try to bring it back, and maybe you could wake up some of those juniors out there reading their
ABC books. I'm worried about waking up the bee, actually. But yeah, I guess we can.
It's our
Burn of the Week!
Wow, that was loud. God, I hope we're not broadcasting to the whole library. You know what's going to suck? We're going to end the podcast and you're just going to hear like a slow clap applause. And it's going to be so embarrassing walking back out into the parking lot.
The mayor of Danbury is there to give us the key to the city.
This is our segment where we talk about the burns in the book. I will start. It's the 47 minute and 30 second mark. And they're talking about what Sandra Bullock's talent is going to be. And she's talking to, I think it's Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
And Sandra Bullock says,
"This is something I know how to do. All right, I haven't done it since high school, but it's kind of like riding a bike."
And then Michael Caine says,
"You are not having sex on this stage."
Yeah, he's the best part of the movie.
Yeah.
It's funny. A funny movie.
It's a funny
really
movie.
Well written. Made me laugh out loud a lot. My burn is from Michael Caine.
Yeah.
So Michael Caine.
Blow the bloody doors off.
It's their first meeting.
Yeah.
Benjamin Button has brought her to meet Michael Caine, but Benjamin Button abandons them.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to eat together. This is like Sandy at her frumpiest.
Yeah.
You know, she
I had to turn my eyes away from the screen.
Oh, she was eating like a pretty juicy steak.
Yeah.
But at one point, the way they're like, they've been eating for a while at the 26 minute and 30 second mark, and the waiter walks by, and Michael Caine says,
"Philip, could I have another Cabernet Sauvignon, please?"
And then he turns to her and sort of shouts across the table,
"Another cake for you."
That's good.
It was really funny.
Very funny. And you had a meme of the week this week.
Yeah, April 25th meme.
I like
movie,
turtles.
Remember?
Yeah.
You know the April 25th meme? Because Michael, at the 1 hour, 6 minute, and 10 second mark, William Shatner is in this movie,
mm-hmm.
who's funny.
It's great.
He is interviewing the contestants in Miss Rhode Island, who's our red herring.
We haven't even really talked about her. She's lovely.
Yeah, and she's the red herring.
Yeah.
She is asked,
"Describe your perfect date."
And she says,
"It's a tough one." "I'd have to say April 25th, because it's not too hot, not too cold. All you need is a light jacket."
So funny.
It's a meme.
It's a meme of the week.
Meme of the week.
Because everybody celebrates.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very funny.
Yeah, very funny.
We had to pause the movie.
She wins.
Sarah and I, who have both seen this together like three times, had to pause the movie just to chuckle together about that moment.
Very funny. Well, now you're in on the meme, too.
Now I'm in on the meme.
You should celebrate it every April 25th.
Yeah.
She wins.
She
Miss
wins.
Rhode Island.
And she deserves it.
She wins
it.
Miss USA.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Let's see.
See him, guys. He's so gross right now. Yeah, I'm glad he's in that recording studio. I'd hate to. He's like.
Eyes are popping out.
Yeah, his eyes are popping out. He's
literally
like covered
drooling.
In drool.
Yeah. I think let's do, before we bring in Arbiter Tanner, let's do our now massive hit segment. Oh, did you sign him in? Because
no.
He's not. I don't know if he's from Future Connecticut. I think he's from Future Connecticut, so he maybe has more right to be here than I do.
I guess you'll have to ask him.
Yeah. Well, let's not bring him in.
I can't
get
a lay of the land when I'm there.
Let's bring him in, and then we'll close out with our new smash hit segment.
Okay.
Okay? So I'm going to send you away. Arbiter Tanner.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Is that a bee?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Tanner is pretty scared of bees.
What
and
the
it sounds
fuck?
Like you're even more scared of bees.
Well, they went extinct a long time ago where I'm from.
As long as we keep talking with our sort of kind of soothing tones, okay. It seems to have kind of lulled the bee into a soporific state. Perfect. So I wouldn't be too worried. We like to bring you here from the far future to arbitrate the Rotten Tomatoes reviews of films. And this week we're talking about the film Miss Congeniality in our hit segment called On the One Hand.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I've collected a few positive, middling, and negative reviews of the film, and I'll just run them by you now. This is our segment within a segment that's called On the One Hand.
Perfect.
It's our first good review of the film. It's by someone called Sankalp Good. Sorry. Sankalp Good S.
Spell Sankalp?
S-A-N-K-A-L-P.
Not K-E-L-P.
No. Sankalp Good S.
Okay.
Sankalp Good S gave this film 5 stars on December 3rd, 2022, with the following review. It's a great female lead film, one of all time. I love Miss Bullocks. It's my first film of her all-time great, hilarious, and funny, one of female lead, great collection of all time. Black heart, star, okay symbol, face with glowing hearts around it, black heart.
Does her last name have an S on it? Sandra Bullocks? Does it feel right in my mouth? Sandra Bullocks.
Sandra Bullocks.
She said this is her favorite
Sandra. That's what British Miss people Bullocks say. When British people think something's bullshit, they say Bullocks.
Yeah.
So maybe
Michael Caine probably says that.
Yeah. So that was, I don't know, it was a mouthful, but it was kind of fun to say. And I agree. I broadly agree with the sentiment.
Yeah. I think you know me.
Yeah.
You know how fickle I am.
Yeah.
Arbiter Tanner.
Yeah. I'll give you one more positive review of the film. It's by Anonymous, the Hacker Collective, who gave this film 5 stars on April 10th, 2022. Following review, the funniest action comedy ever, ! Ages 13 plus only, please.
Yeah, it's pretty raunchy.
I feel like I've seen a version of this review on Rotten Tomatoes before where they're like, they liked it, but they're really keen that everybody, like they take the opportunity to do a PSA that it's PG-13.
Yeah. Someone does drop a pretty like well-timed S word. Are we allowed to say the S word?
Yet? No, I wouldn't even mention it. It's a junior section.
Okay. Yeah.
We promised
looking
them
out the door.
Swear. Yeah.
And the part of the junior section we are in seems to be kind of the edgy juniors.
Okay.
Because I'm seeing like a lot of manga.
Okay, cool.
And I'm seeing the Dark Tower comic book.
Oh, okay. So maybe we can say like the D word.
I would hate to like for it to be misinterpreted. I think we can probably say the S word.
Okay.
Or did you mean Dookie?
Dingleberry.
Yeah, but there's swears in the movie, so I think
there's swears in the movie.
Right.
This is our segment within a segment. It's called On the Fence Hand, where we talk about the middling reviews of the film. Rich S. gave this film 2.5 stars on May 21st, 2021, with the following review. It's also advice. All you need is a light jacket and not even a thinking cap to get through this light and airy cop comedy.
We still have that meme.
What?
Cop comedy?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Is it? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I just want to
reiterate. It's a rom-com and a cop comedy.
Yeah. So what Rich S's advice is, in order to watch this cop comedy,
yeah,
you need a light jacket.
Sure.
And leave your thinking cap at home.
Oh, he thinks you can't be too intellectual.
I kind of get that. It's the light jacket that I find difficult to kind of wrap my head around. It's the cop comedy I find difficult to wrap my head around.
Cop comedy makes perfect sense
okay.
to me. Like,
fine.
This is right. Like, you list a bunch of, like, cop buddy cop comedies.
Yeah.
I guess this isn't really buddy cop, but it's a cop comedy.
Sure.
Like Kindergarten
it's a cop comedy. Okay, fine. It's
this
a cop
is in
comedy.
The same. Ooh, is it in the same atmosphere as Simple Plan, though? Could okay. that in any way be described as a cop comedy?
Is there FBI agents in that?
Absolutely.
Wow. Once again.
I bet there's funny moments.
Yeah.
There's got to be to cut that tension because it sounds really dark. I think that's the light at the end of this tunnel.
Yeah.
The Summer of Sandy tunnel. Oh, yeah, that's the light through the meatballs shower hole.
Yeah.
Is a simple plan.
Yeah.
It's on the horizon. Just get ready for it.
This is our segment within a segment. It's called On the Other Hand, where we talk about the negative reviews of the film. I've collected 5. Do you want me to just run through them all super fast, or do you want me to pick the best ones?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. We'll just go through fast. The first one is from, they're all from the Hacker Collective Anonymous.
Okay.
Every single one of them. First one, 1 star in 2013 with the following review. Big, sweaty, steaming pile of feces with toxic smoke seeping out into the atmosphere, thus killing everyone who comes within 3 feet of it.
3 feet is such a weird
choice. Yeah. I think this person was maybe accidentally reviewing like a toxic
yeah, like
waste
a
dump or
canister of uranium or something.
Because 3 feet is weirdly specific.
I think it was like an early, I hate to go back to meme of the week.
Yeah.
But I think it was like an early meme where you could buy like toxic waste on Amazon and there was like funny reviews for it.
That
remember?
Must be it. Yeah. Oh, that, like Three Wolf Moon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Anonymous also gave this film 1 star on September 9th, 2012.
Very close. Is that what you want me to say?
Yeah.
You should see him, you guys. He gave me this look like.
Here's what Anonymous says. So fucking stupid. She's an actor who wants to hire her. Oh, excuse me. And I'll say, I'm going to bleep it because we're in the junior section.
Yeah.
So effing stupid. She's an actor who wants to hire her as a effing Miss Congeniality or whatever the F she was running for. How effing dumb. So effing dumb.
I don't think you run for any.
Yeah. I want to drill into this because I think this person, and I'm normally I wouldn't nitpick like this, but I'm mad at this person for being mean about this nice movie.
Yeah.
I think Anonymous has misunderstood the film. Sandra Bullock is an actor.
But Sandra Bullock is an actor, yes.
But it's not Sandra Bullock the actor who's being hired for Miss Congeniality. I mean, no. It is technically because she was hired by the
didn't catch
movie studios to be the titular Miss Congeniality.
Sure, yeah. And actually, the Miss Congeniality sort of like thing never actually comes up in the movie.
Yeah, it doesn't really.
She's never named. I think that's like a runner-up prize.
I think she gets named Miss Congeniality.
No, because at the end of the movie, she tackles the winner
and
pulls the crown out of her hand and then punches another contestant in the face.
Yeah, but they all love her.
Well, yeah, because then it's revealed that she was an FBI agent and the crown was a bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I just feel like this person is confusing fiction and reality a little bit.
That happens.
And it's not the plot of the film. The actor Sandra Bullock is hired as Miss Congeniality.
That happens in the Rotten Tomatoes reviews. People lose touch with reality there all the time.
Anonymous gave this film 0.5 stars on August 12th, 2012 with the following review. I think I saw this, but I don't remember. There's your answer.
I mean, I
think that...
I suppose I would say no one asked.
I think that a lot of people on this site feel like they're being compelled to review the film.
I mean, it makes me wonder what I don't spend a lot of time on Rotten Tomatoes outside of this segment.
Right.
I don't spend a lot of time in the 2020s outside of this segment.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know if at any point while you're surfing, you were invited to just randomly review movies.
Maybe in 2012 there was like a more of like an arm twisting component to the Rotten Tomatoes comment.
They're just like, have you seen Miss Congeniality?
Yeah, you have to.
You have to review it.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, maybe. Didn't leave an impression, apparently.
Two more reviews. Anonymous gave this film 1.5 stars on June 17th, 2012, with the following review. Not very realistic. Can't remember if they swear or curse, but I am sure that there is something to that effect in it.
There is a pretty big, like, S word.
I think, this is nitpicking again. I'm not sure, like, realism was like, I'm not sure it promises realism.
I think if you're going into a movie like, what did we call it earlier? Police comedy?
Cop comedy.
I think if we're going into a cop comedy like Kindergarten Cop, like Miss Congeniality, Undercover, Out of Their Element, Fish Out of Water.
Do you want it to be as realistic as possible?
No.
You want to be no.
I think you save realism for like the Jason Bourne movies. You know,
exactly.
Gritty,
dark,
violent. Yeah. This, I don't think I need that.
Maybe this is a former Miss America.
She came close to shooting Michael Caine in the head.
Michael Caine.
Did he like that?
No. I don't know. Anonymous didn't like the swearing that they think might have been in it.
Right. And it wasn't violent enough.
Yeah. Finally, Anonymous gave this film 0.5 stars on June 9th, 2012 with the following review. I really want world peace. A leader kind of becomes a follower.
Whoa.
I think this may be another Miss America contestant who has accidentally found their way to the Rotten Tomatoes reviews instead of the form that we were on earlier.
Yeah. A leader has kind of become a follower.
Yeah, tough one. And why did you give the film such a negative star rating?
She doesn't want world peace.
Yeah, I guess
this
not.
Is.
Yeah.
What was her name? Anonymous?
Anonymous, yeah.
Okay.
Arbiter Tanner.
Sorry, there's some kids going by. It's just such a rare sight in the future.
Yeah.
I side with...
Gotta be Sankalp Good S.
Gotta be Sankalp Good. Yeah.
Yep.
Really loved their energy. Didn't totally understand what they meant.
Yeah.
But I liked the energy. I liked the emojis. It made me feel like I was there. So I agree. And I'm going to port back now.
Yeah, you can go.
Hello.
Tanner, welcome back. I hope you had a good time in the far future.
I didn't. It's terrible there.
Yeah.
They don't have bees.
They don't. Yeah. Okay.
That's nice. One perk, I guess.
We got at least one bee.
Haven't seen it.
You know what else I can see? There's directly across from me, there's a camera.
Camera?
I think that the people at the library desk are watching and possibly tuning into our feed.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
They're going to hear from our attorneys then. Because this is a Patreon. Oh, wait, no. This is not the Patreon this show. This is the free one.
Yeah.
If you listen in during the Patreon one,
you're going to be in real trouble.
You know it.
You know it. We got a massive smash hit segment. Everybody loved it. I'm assuming the episode hasn't come out in this timeline yet. But people are going crazy, I'm assuming, for our hit news segment. It's called, you know it, you love it, Blurb-Betterers.
Blurb-Betterers.
Oh, the Blurb-Betterers. Right.
Did we give some personality to our guys, the Blurb-Betterers?
I don't know.
Like, what are
we
they?
Can.
What's something that's not the Adjustment Bureau, because we've been using it too much lately, but it's like guys who go in and fix it.
Guys who go in and fix things. Like, what's a movie where someone is called, like, the fixer?
In Pulp Fiction, there's a guy who's,
Harvey
like,
Keitel,
the cleaner.
Like, goes and cleans up, like, accidents. Yeah, we could do that. We could be the cleaners.
So someone's gone and done a bad blurb, and they're like...
We get a call from someone who's panicked.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh my God, oh my God. I did a bad blurb in the backseat of my car.
Yeah.
I pulled into the nearest garage I could find.
Yeah.
You have
I don't
to
know
come.
What to do. And we're like super calm and clinical. It's like, don't worry.
Yeah. We come, we put on like our
head to toe,
like body suits.
Yeah.
Like clean gear.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to work.
Yeah, and in a very finicky way, we put on our little, like,
I guess
rubber
we need,
gloves.
Yeah, we need cool code names.
Okay.
Like, he's called...
The cleaner?
I think he's called, like, the fox or something like that, but I
the
can't
wolf?
Quite remember. The wolf, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So we would need something like that. But I think it would want to imply that we're here to... But better...
Yeah, we're here to... I think we need, like, cleaner names.
Right.
What about, like, Bleach?
Bleach is cool. It's the name of, like, a anime samurai.
Yeah, and a cool Nirvana album. What about Mr.
Bleach?
I want to be Mr. Bleach.
Mr. Bleach is cool.
Yeah.
I guess I can follow the Mr. convention then.
Yeah. Mr. Windex?
What
not
if
as
I'm,
cool.
What if I appropriate Mr. Yuck from the 80s? Remember like the poison control
that's
guy?
Cool. And then like, we can be like kind of like opposite-y type
Mr.
guys.
Mr. Beach and Mr. Yuck.
Okay, that's great. So we're the Blurb-Betterers, Mr. Bleach and Mr. Yuck. Don't worry, we're here to fix your blur. Sir, calm down.
We don't say a thing. We just walk in.
Yeah.
We exude calmness, and everyone becomes calm around us.
So here's the blurb that we have on Amazon. Shall I leave it as a Rotten Tomatoes review? I'm going to log in Rotten Tomatoes after this and leave it, so we don't waste time
trying
to sign up. But we will leave. I think the Blurb-Betterers leave their blurbs as a Rotten Tomatoes review.
Okay, we did it on Amazon last time.
Yeah, but that's Amazon is really for our.
But it really didn't make
reviews.
Any sense. We had to kind of push it through.
Yeah,
Jeff wasn't was not.
Jeff did not like it.
He let it happen. I think.
Yeah,
maybe he didn't because I think we did a swear. Too.
You did a big swear. I bet that
I
didn't
probably
go through.
Go back and check. Yeah.
Here's the blurb that we were called about, Mr. Yuck.
Yeah.
International screen sensation Sandra Bullock, or Sandra Bullock.
Sandra is what I prefer, but go ahead.
Stars as an FBI agent who goes undercover as a beauty contestant to capture a terrorist in this hilarious action comedy. Well, I've got one thing to fix. It's a cop comedy.
Cop comedy, yep.
I think I want to throw out that this
is... Is that the whole blurb?
Yeah, that's the whole
Run it
blurb.
Back to me one more time, unmolested.
International screen sensation Sandra Bullock stars as an FBI agent who goes undercover as a beauty contestant to capture a terrorist in this hilarious action comedy.
Hard to follow. It's like word. It's too wordy, first of all.
Yeah, and they're making the same mistake that previous Rotten Tomatoes reviewer made, which is they're confusing and conflating fiction and reality. I don't want to hear about Sandra Bullock.
No.
I want to hear about Miss Congeniality.
Yes.
You know, like, tell me about the story. Don't tell me. Don't pull
I
back
know.
The curtain. Don't,
hey, guess what? I'm on like week six of Summer of Sandy.
Yeah.
Or Sandra.
Yeah.
I know who Sandra Bullock is.
Well, so this could be an opportunity for us to plug hashtag Summer of Sandra.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
So like part of the hashtag Summer of Sandra. Do we want to say comedy lineup or like
we've been calling it a content block?
Content block is good.
Yeah. shall we say, a scintillating part.
Yeah, that's good. I was in Barnes & Noble yesterday with my son, and something they do a lot now is, like, Tom Clancy, who's passed, won't write a book, but someone else will, and the book will say Tom Clancy
right
on it, which is cool. A cool thing to do.
It's a brand name.
But then now it says, like, a Jack Ryan Jr. novel.
Huh.
And it's like, that gives you, like, you know enough now. It's like, okay, Jack Ryan Jr., I know who that is.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about that kind of setup now.
Okay.
Get right into the meat of the story. And I think that's what we're doing here, too. It's like,
yeah.
If for more information, go see # The Summer of Sandra on Strange Bedfellows.
Yeah. Okay. So do you want me to, do you like this opening, a scintillating part of the # Summer of Sandra content block?
Yeah.
Okay.
And should we say on Strange Bedfellows podcast?
Yeah.
Is that too... It's not going to get flagged.
Yeah, let's not get it flagged, but let's say you know where to get more.
That's good.
In parentheses.
Yeah.
And then, so we can keep this FBI agent part, but I feel like if we could refer to...
The net? Is that where we did it?
Yeah, it was on the net.
Okay.
Is it not gone through? I told you not to use that swear word.
I was trying to express myself. I was trying to express my opinion on the film, Jack.
Yeah, that's fine.
What, do you want me to lie?
No, but I do...
You want me to say, like, something that doesn't feel, like, true to how I... And whatever.
I would like for you to focus
read
back
all
on
reviews.
The task at hand. Can you imagine if you hired the cleaners to clean up your better your blurb, and then they're just arguing about the last blurb bettering project? It's embarrassing. It's unprofessional.
Okay, well, our review does not seem to be here.
Yeah, because you used a big swear word. I told you not to.
Well, how do I... Like, they didn't send me any kind of, like...
Yeah, you're probably banned for life.
Your messages. Here, let's see if they've sent me a message about it.
Okay, perfect.
No, great. They just don't even care, you know? Like, Bezos, get your shit together. You want me to use your shit? Anyway, go ahead.
A scintillating part of the # Summer of Sandra content block, parentheses, you know where to get more.
Yep.
So they have said international screen sensation Sandra Bullock.
That doesn't even make sense, because we figured out last week that she's from America.
Yeah.
So what? I don't even know where they're getting international.
That's a good point. Yeah. You think that they're using international as a sort of like code for like she's not American.
Yeah, but we know she is. I know you think she's from Canada.
Okay. So let's say Miss Congeniality, because we want to stay in the fictional
world. I guess we should say FBI agent Miss Congeniality.
FBI agent Miss Congeniality.
Oh my God.
With a B. Did it touch you?
No, but it's active.
Okay. All right, I need your focus. You got to podcast through it.
Okay.
FBI agent Miss Congeniality. And then here we could say played perfectly by known American.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock, yeah. Yeah, Sandra.
Oh, we'll say Sandra Bullock, and then I'm going to say like in France.
Yeah, 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 perfect.
As opposed to France.
Yeah.
Pronounced like France as opposed to France.
My cable hit my leg.
It touched your leg?
Mike Cable touched my leg.
Okay.
The shit
let's just move. It's just a bee.
Bee stings hurt, Jack. They have barbs on their stingers and they inject poison into you.
Okay. So we said FBI agent Miss Congeniality, and then we want to say, you know what? Let's say, like, let's go against what everybody's been saying about the frumpiness here. This is our opportunity to say, like, shows her true colors, or like shows her true, lets her true beauty shine through, something like that.
Yeah, I like the sentiment, although it's sort of false because it is just her putting on a lot of makeup.
What about lights up
for the beauty pageant?
Lights up a beauty pageant.
That's good. Lights up a beauty pageant feels like it makes a lot of sense, sort of as a sentence.
Yeah, lights up a beauty pageant. And then here's what I want to do, because it's parallel construction. It's just a B. It's just a B.
It's about.
The B is about. Do you want to... So there's a camera that's filming both of us for the library. Do you want to get up there and just like wave frantically at the camera? And maybe someone will come in and get the B?
Don't come in here!
Lights up a beauty pageant and not this, but fucks up a terrorist. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. We can't do swears, though.
Yeah. So something up or something down, something with a preposition. Takes down a terrorist.
Perfect.
Yes. And takes down a terrorist in the process.
That's good. Do you think Candace Bergen was a terrorist?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to say, what was Murphy Brown? Is she a doctor?
She was a journalist.
Oh, okay. And that takes down a journalist.
Okay,
takes
that's
down
fine.
A famous journalist, a famous 90s
and star
journalist.
Captain.
Excuse me?
And Star Captain.
Okay. And Starfleet Captain.
Yeah.
I'll put that in parentheses.
And their sniveling son.
Okay.
That's probably too long for a blurb. Yeah. We're bettering this blurb.
Yeah, we're bettering it. And their sniveling son.
That's too long. We just
okay, we took that out.
Cutting it.
So they've said in this hilarious action comedy. So I think if we can just find an adjective, we could say cop comedy.
Oh, what's a good adjective to describe this movie?
Congenial?
Congenial's good. That's it was great. Congenial.
In this congenial cop comedy. I'm going to read this back to you. Tell me if this sounds good. Mr. Yuck. You want to be Dr. Yuck? No, Mr. Yuck and Mr. Bleach.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Tell me if this sounds good, Mr. Yuck.
Okay.
A scintillating part of the hashtag Summer of Sandra content. Sorry. A scintillating.
Sounds bad. So
a scintillating
far,
part of the hashtag. A scintillating part of the hashtag Summer of Sandra content blog. You know where to get more. FBI agent Miss Congeniality, played perfectly by known American Sandra Bullock, pronounced like France as opposed to France,
yeah,
lights up a beauty pageant and takes down a famous 90s journalist and Starfleet captain in this congenial cop comedy.
That's good.
Yeah, perfect.
Way bebettered.
That's bebettered.
Is it on me? I feel like I'm like on drugs, man. It's like all over me.
Okay, folks, I think we're going to have to leave now. Tanner's freaking out in the production studio. I hope this has worked. I hope the audio sounds
like
good.
I've taken like 8 Benadryls, you know? Not in Shadow Man territory yet. The Hat Man, but I'm in like things are crawling on me territory.
Okay. we're going to go. We're going to leave. I'd like to thank you very much for bearing with me this week. Tanner.
You're welcome.
I'd like to thank the Bee Babies and the Bee, frankly, for bearing with us this week.
I wouldn't like to thank them.
I'd like to remind everybody that you must subscribe to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/BSCC podcast. We're having so much fun in there. It's just a great time, and it helps to support the show. And you get a whole show every week.
Yeah.
For just $5 a month. That's 4 new podcasts a month for $5. I'll stop talking about it, but please do. Patreon.com/BSCC.
I think the talking is actually helping. So,
yeah, I'd like to remind everybody you must join our Facebook group.
It does
Baby
seem to
Nation.
Put it at ease.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do bees work? Is this one a female?
I think there's only one girl.
Oh, the queen.
Yeah. You think it's the queen?
Maybe. Now I would hate to like do anything to it.
Yeah.
You know?
You just got to sit
there and
take it.
I would collapse a hive.
Yeah.
Maybe I should help her out.
We don't have time to get into it, but I was telling you earlier about the time that a wasp went up my JNCOs.
Yeah. No, I've been stung by bees a lot. I don't like it.
Join our Facebook group. It's Baby Nation on Facebook. And, okay, stop it. You're going to alert the librarians. They can see you.
It was on me.
This week we watched a film. The film we watched was called Miss Congeniality. And Tanner, I just need one little more moment of attention from you because we're going to watch either for the continuing hashtag Summer of Sandra content blog, Speed 2, Hackers, Gravity, Lost City, Bird Box, Demolition Man, Miss Congeniality 2, or
Simple Plan.
The Divine Secrets of the Ya-Ya Sisterhood.
Or Simple Plan. I think it would be, I don't know how much longer the Summer of Sandra is going to go on.
All summer, baby.
I would hate to leave it without catching Speed 2.
Yeah.
Just because we have started the set, I would like to finish it.
What about Demolition Man?
Yeah, I mean, it's a classic. I love it.
There's love in it.
Sure, yeah. And clamshells.
Okay, so either Demolition Man, Speed 2, Miss Congeniality 2.
Speed 2, it's got to be Speed 2.
Okay, so next week we're watching Speed 2.
Got to be.
Yeah, all right, lock in,
it's
folks.
A boat.
Yeah, it's a boat. Speed on a boat.
Absolutely.
All that remains is for me to say that this week I have been Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name is Tanner Grindring.
And I hope you find your pageantry ever after.
Fine.
Yeah. We might be childhood friends and I-